It Should Be Easy to Fix. Written by Bonnie Robichaud. Narrated by Janaea Stevens. Dedication. To my sweet husband, Larry. To my children, Darren, Kathleen, Jeff, Adrian, and Paul. To my supportive friend, Yvonne. Preface. The Honorable Claire LaRue DeBay. Bonnie Robichaud is an extraordinary woman who, against all odds at the time, did what she thought was the right thing to do, and, also against all odds, did win one of the most important legal rights, not only for herself, but for all other persons, mostly women, whose right to be treated with dignity by their employer was at stake. I was sworn in as a Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada on May 4, 1987. 2 days later, on May 6, I was sitting on the bench with six other members of the court, hearing the case of Bonnie Robichaud and the Canadian Human Rights Commission versus Her Majesty the Queen as represented by the Treasury Board, 1987, 2 SCR 84. The case, as stated in the Supreme Court's report, reads as follows. Mrs. Bonnie Robichaud filed a complaint with the Canadian Human Rights Commission, dated January 26, 1980, that she had been sexually attacked, discriminated against, and intimidated by her employer, the Department of National Defense, and that Dennis Brennan, her supervisor, was the person who had sexually harassed her. In a unanimous decision of the court, rendered on July 29, 1987, Justice Laforet, writing for the court, explained what was the issue the court had to deal with as follows. The issue in this case is whether an employer is responsible for the unauthorized discriminatory acts of its employees in the course of their employment under the Canadian Human Rights Act, SC 1976-77, C 33 as amended. The court reached the following conclusion. A supervisor's responsibilities do not begin with the power to hire, fire, and discipline employees, or the power to recommend such actions. Rather, a supervisor is charged with the day-to-day supervision of the work environment and with ensuring a safe, productive workplace. It is precisely because the supervisor is understood to be clothed with the employer's authority that he is able to impose unwelcome sexual conduct on subordinates. Bonnie Robichaud had won a long and difficult battle. It was all about discrimination by employers against employees, that on account of employers' denial of their responsibilities and liability, forced employees with little resources generally to devote time and efforts with at times discouraging obstacles to resort to the courts to obtain justice which they were entitled to. So important was this case, so difficult had it been to get there, and so impossible was the result at the end that the whole story of this search for justice had to be told. Bonnie Robichaud is now telling it in her own words. Her resilience, her faith in justice, and her own sense that she could not let this attack on her dignity be without sanction had triumphed. Bonnie Robichaud had made law. You will find her long road to justice, the numerous obstacles she encountered on the way, the help she got to get there, and the spirit that animated her all along, both inspiring and fascinating. Bonnie Robichaud is my hero. Introduction. It should be easy to fix. My story at its beginning is similar to that of so many women in the workforce of the 1970s, faced with being fired or having to quit because of sexual harassment. I was married with five children, born only about a year or so apart, and was working at part-time minimum wage jobs with hours that suited the employer and without protection. As a family, it was hard to make ends meet. With my income, we were just about able to stay ahead of the bills. When I finally found work as a unionized cleaner for the federal government at a Department of Defense military base, it felt really good. October 3rd, 1977 was the day I started working there. The position was complete with regular hours, benefits, sick days, and vacation pay. I knew it was a job I could do well. What I had not envisioned as part of the job was my boss's constant mental and physical pressure to have a sexual relationship, not to mention the discrimination.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?